Gedvach, I hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas Abi Moriah, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Chaim Mechel, Zichrono Levracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Levracha. And we are in Tehillim, and we're up to Mizmor Kuf Chav Zayin. And now we're going to touch upon many of the primary problems that come through a person's thoughts. How are we going to be able to handle the important things in life? How am I going to build a home? How am I going to earn a parnasa? How am I going to raise children? Well, if you want to know how to do so, David HaMelech tells us right now. Shir HaMalos L'Shlomo. Here is a song for Shlomo. Rashi says David wrote it, and he dedicated it to Shlomo, who was given the privilege of building the Beis HaMikdash. That is to say, says Rashi, David saw that Shlomo would be involved with a Bas Paro. That would be something that Hashem would be very angry with. So David says, don't think that you could please Hashem by building a Beis HaMikdash going against Hashem's will. Now, unfortunately, even though David HaMelech saw this in the future, Shlomo was successful in constructing the Beis HaMikdash, but it was he set up the destruction on the same day. And Hashem lo yivne bayis shav avum vo narbo. And Hashem lo yishmar ir shav shakad shomer. If Hashem doesn't build the house, right, you can work from today to tomorrow. The success of man's plans totally dependent on the will of Hashem. And so though David HaMelech spent his life getting the resources for the construction, Hashem gave the privilege to his son. If Hashem doesn't want to guard a city, having a watchman is useless. Shav lechem ashkim ekum, me'achrei shebes, ochle lechem ha'atzavim, kein yitain lidido shena. It's futile that people get up early in the morning or sit up late at night, right? It's futile, those who eat the bread of sorrow, Cain, yitainly dido shena. Indeed, Hashem gives his beloved ones restful sleep. In other words, Avshalom and Adoniyahu tried to go ahead and usurp the throne. Their efforts resulted in ruin. Shlomo was comfortable. He was able to rest. Hashem secured the throne for him. So you have to understand how things work. A person has to understand, children are the heritage of Hashem. We said shav lachem ashkim ekum, right? Nowhere is that more evident than the bearing of children. The Gemara says that although Hashem gave control of a lot of natural phenomena to the malachim, the ability to control fertility until the moment he held on to for himself, and Hashem gives the heritage of children to the ones he wants to at the time he wants to, and Hashem protects them at that point in time. And that's the fruit, is a reward. Children constitute the finest reward for mitzvos, which a person can receive in this world, says the Radak. Kechitzim b'yad gibor kein b'nei ha'ne'urim, like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children in youth. Since David considered his son Shlomo the most precious gift bestowed upon him by Hashem, he regretted that he hadn't had him earlier in his youth. After all, Shlomo HaMelech was 12 years old when David came, died. And so therefore Shlomo was born when David was 58, and children in the youth grow to maturity while their father is still active and vigorous. They became their father's assistants, and David had older sons who were not his favorites, but they were a very big help to him. And all of his sons were tzaddikim except for Avshalom and Adoniyahu, who became arrogant, but that's the way it goes. Ashrei ha-gever asher mileyas ashpaso mehem. Praiseworthy is the person who fills his quiver with children. Sons are like arrows, so the home is like a quiver to hold them. Each son is a more ammunition against the enemies of Hashem. Cain b'nei ha'ne'urim, asher gemer asher mileyas hashpasa mehem, lo yevoshu. If you fill your quiver with them, they won't be shamed. Ki yedaber v'sa'ivim b'shar, when they have to go ahead and deal with the enemies at the gates. The children, when a person raises children well, those children serve as a source of pride. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the ability to appreciate the power of children and the ability to provide for them and to give them the environment to know that we are all servants of Hashem and we are all able to go ahead and benefit. Have a great week.